Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's Sunday talk, which is entitled, I'm starting a two-part series. So we're starting off, of course, with New Horizons, our journey into 2023. Wow. Can any of you remember back in, like when it was going to Y2K and everything was going to change and we thought the whole world, you know, was going to be different? And now we're already in 2023. It's kind of a kick in the pants, isn't it? Yeah, there we go. Tim's back there going, whoa, yeah. So today, part one is envisioning starts us forward. So I want to talk a little bit about here we are in 2023. We've gone through the wonderful service that Chrissy and Terry and Sue Ellen did on our burning bowl, which is that process of knowing how important it is to release the old and make way for the new. And then we had a wonderful ceremony, a service regarding the white stone, which is that time that invites us, the beginning of the year, to step into a new sense of freedom, of releasing who we have been in order to explore who we are becoming. And on that white stone, as we listened prayerfully to the still small voice that is either what we might call that higher Christ consciousness within us, we might call it the voice of God, the flow of the energy of the universe, and we received each a new name. And that is that creative impulse that we receive when we are open and willing to hear a deeper kind of an inspiration. So I invite those of you who maybe did not participate in that service, you can go back online, you can watch it, or just sit at home in a time of meditation or quiet mindfulness, or maybe take a walk out in the woods or wherever you feel connected to infinite spirit. And let that name be whispered into the heart of your being. Because it is the foundation from where we start. And Plato has said that the beginning is the most important part of the work. And there isn't a quote for that. There isn't a slide for that, Susan. Because I added that at the last minute. So Susan is trying to figure that out. But I really like that the beginning is the most important part of the work, friends. And that name that we received, Whether it was one that you went, yeah, or you went, oh my gosh, is that really my new name? How many of you have that experience? I've heard from some, and it's like, I know that was for me last year. I have not yet had a chance to sit and do mine. But I love it because it is so much that foundation from which we then move into our new year. And then last Sunday, we wrote our letter to God or to our higher self that was about that place where we could just have that heart and soul talk with the depth of our being, with whatever is present in there, our fears, our concerns, yet also beginning to open ourselves to what's next. And I love this quote from Yogi Berra. Most of you would know he was a famous baseball player. He says, if you don't know where you're going, you'll end up someplace else. You'll end up someplace else, friends. Yeah, it's like, well, isn't that, you know, pretty funny to recognize how true it is? And J.P. Morgan, as many of you know, a global leader, an American financier, he says, the first step towards getting somewhere is to decide you're not going to stay where you are. And don't we get entrenched in that, dear friends? We do. You know, with all of the things that we practice in our world and through our mind, our intellect, which we are so very grateful for, and yet do we not get entrenched in the patterns and the habits that are about what have always been? And those habits are not always of our own making. Oftentimes they are part of a racial consciousness. When we even look at, that was God calling, I think, made a nice little noise on one of the cell phones. So I was like, that's a good thing. But we get caught up in the issues of our world, in our wars, in our conflicts, in racial issues and in LGBTQ and in all the ways of our world, that we continue to stand where we have always been because it's what we know and it seems familiar. And J.P. Morgan says the first step is you have to decide we're not going to stay where we have always been. And so what I'm inviting us into in these next 2 weeks is to begin this process called envisioning. In Scripture it says from Isaiah 43:18-19, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. What Scripture is reminding us of is that each new beginning, each new year, as we embrace 2023, are we going to let life just continue to happen to us as it always has? Or are we going to recognize, lay a hold of our new name and know that we are designed in the image and likeness of Creator, of life energy force? That means that we are co-creators. And we have inherent within us the power, friends. Not the outside egoic power, but the fullness of the energetic power of our universe to create forward all manner of our dreams. And friends, this is the time for us to begin that process. And so today I'm just inviting you to explore what envisioning might be for you. And what it takes is a willingness for us to begin shifting. And we've talked in our Wednesday night group, and I've talked to several people also, that they have just for the last month or two really been feeling the world differently, the world around them differently, and how they respond to the world differently. And what we have talked about and what I know that we are beginning to realize is that in our spiritual journey, as spiritual humanity, we are not standing still. That each one of us has our own part to play, our own unique life to live in a fuller expression that invites us to shift from how we have mostly shown up in our world, which is through the human mind, intellect, egoic personality self. And while we talk about connecting to that which is the spirit and the energy of God, not a person, but the flow of all creation, the limitless potential, while we talk about it, it is now in actuality manifesting forth in new ways that call us out of our mindset and how we've done things. And we find ourselves kind of a little unsteady in this new terrain. And for any of you at home, if you're experiencing this, just do a little raise of your hands. Or if you have a comment on something you've noticed, Susan, please let me know if someone posts anything. For those of you here in the room, have you noticed life is sort of speeding up and the way that you handled things in the past doesn't quite do it anymore? You can nod your heads. Yeah. And so what I'm inviting us into is recognizing this power of envisioning, which is the gift that we have, which is the mind, heart, soul of limitless potential within us, the mind or heart soulness of Godness within every single one of us. And as we lay aside the way our mind thinks forward into new horizons, into who we are becoming, as we listen like we did to that still small voice, that spoke to us a new name and invited us to kind of stretch, because usually that's what happens. Then we stretch. And then we kind of come back to where we are, because we're now going to be living into that. Envisioning engages us in what Charles Fillmore used to call, or did call, the law of mind action. And then in more recent times, people like Abraham Hicks and many spiritual leaders have called it the law of attraction. And what this is speaking of and reminding us of, and I'll talk more about that in part two next week. So that's a little teaser. Be there, be here, or be square, as they say in my old age. Yeah. But we are being invited to recognize the power of the focus of our intentions and of our dreams and of our visions. Attuned to God's inspiration, we envision dreams forward, beginning the creative process. And like Plato said, the very most important thing is to begin. And so in this envisioning process, I'm inviting us all to begin dreaming. Dream your wildest dreams, your most gracious dreams, your most expansive dreams, and do that in prayerful times of listening, of being willing to release the boundaries of the intellectual mind that say, oh my gosh, no, I can't possibly do that. I don't know how to do that. That's impossible. Have any of you had a dream and then you ran, oh, that's not mine to do? So I love what Charles Fillmore says from The 12 Powers of Man. He says, we find there is in man a knowing capacity transcending intellectual knowledge. When we discover in ourselves a flow of thought that seems to have been evolved independently of the reasoning process, and do we not focus a lot on our reasoning process, we are often puzzled about its origin. In its beginnings, this seemingly strange source of knowledge is often turned aside as a daydream, friends. How often does that happen? Oh, well, that's just fantasy. That can't ever be real. That's far bigger or grander than anything I can do. And Charles Fillmore wrote this, what, almost 175 years ago, in an awareness of how we shut down, utilizing the energy source of all creation to actually manifest, to start that creative process forward as we begin to use the power of the heart mind, not our intellectual mind, but the heart mind within us. That's the limitless mind of our universe, of God. So Charles Fillmore goes on to say, one should give attention to this usually faint whispering of the spirit in man. It is not of the intellect and does not originate, and he said, in the skull. That was the terminology back then. Doesn't originate in our brain. It is the development in man of a greater capacity to know himself and understand creation, friends. See, a lot of times in our lives, we just sort of let life flow and it sort of happens to us, and we think we do not have any power to be creating our lives differently ourselves. And this, dear friends, is a time to begin making that shift, to begin dreaming. In scripture from Job 33, verses 14 through 16, it says, indeed, God speaks once or twice, yet no one notices it. In a dream, a vision of the night, when sound sleep falls on men, while they slumber in their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. So what scripture is telling us is how many of you, and you can raise your hands here in the room or online, how many of you kind of hear like this impulse or this voice, you know, and you kind of go, oh, no, I can't do that. That's too big for me. And yet it is that voice of not the man God, but of the energetic flow of creative ideas of which there is a limitless source for us, friends. And so when we oftentimes are not paying attention, that gets deepened in us until eventually it comes to the surface. And in Scripture, 1 Kings 4:29, it goes on to say that God gave Solomon wisdom and a very great insight and a breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore. Wow, friends. That's our potential birthright. That's our potential to actively create in our lives what we choose to. Like Yogi Berra said, it's like if you don't know where you're going, you'll end up somewhere else, friends. We have that capacity to say, this is where I'm going, and I'm beginning to take that first step. Sri Ramana Maharshi, he was an East Indian Hindu sage, and he says, God illuminates the mind and shines within it. One cannot know God by means of the mind. One can but turn the mind inwards and merge in God, friends. And this is what we're talking about as we begin moving forward into this creative, expansive, wonderful new year of 2023. Are we going to let it grab us by the tail? And are we going to operate from where we always have been, from old patterns and beliefs? Or are we going to say, wow, not even the sky is the limit, because we know better than that. The heavens, the universe is the limit. We have vast resources to call upon that in our own mind we may not have laid a hold of yet. And so we shut off the dream. But it is a willingness to have faith and trust that as we dream, we are given the knowledge, the wisdom, the inspiration, the presence in order to take a step at a time and to move forward into that. And Dr. Roger Teal, who is a global spiritual leader and an author and a speaker, and he says, beware of letting current mindsets destroy new possibilities. Remember, most new ideas seem outrageous at first. Make sure to give them breathing room, friends. So I'm just inviting us, all of us, as we are continuing forward into this new year of 2023, to begin actively engaging in an envisioning process. And that is a process of dreaming, of touching into our creativity, of opening ourselves to the intuition, to the light before us on the path, to begin to embrace what we've never even thought possible before. And to know that in this process, we started by allowing ourselves to trust in that, by returning to focus on our dreams, not by trying to figure out how we will do it. Because as soon as I try to do that, man, it's like somebody looped my feet with a big rope and I fall flat on my face, friends. It's not up to us to figure out the how initially. It's for us to dream. Genevieve Berend said, we all possess more power and greater possibilities than we realize. And visualizing is one of the greatest of these powers. And Dr. Bo Bennett, PhD, he's an author, motivational speaker, psychologist, he says, visualization is daydreaming with a purpose. With a purpose, friends. And so it's our willingness to engage in that purpose, to begin. We started with our new name. We started by writing our letter to our higher self. We started that dreaming process, and I'm inviting you to continue that. To continue focusing on opening into infinite spirit, taking a walk in the woods, playing with your beloved animals, your grandchildren, your children, taking time to connect to spirit and allow that creative mind to invite you, to inspire you, to lift you higher, to dream forward. And next week we will talk about taking the steps to begin manifesting those dreams. In Scripture, Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness," or right useness, or all that is appropriate to be, will be, and all these things will be added to you. And so we forget, friends, don't we? We have it backwards. Yeah, we do. Here, you know, my mind has always been this way. I'm going to do it. I'm going to power through. I'm going to make it happen. So we try to do stuff from the without, and we forget that it starts from the within. And that's what envisioning is listening to those dreams, listening to that still small voice, and allowing it to inspire us, going first to the kingdom of God, going first to that wisdom. And from Psalm, I already sort of paraphrased this, but I love Psalm 119, verse 105. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path," friends. Remembering that we are supported always in our dreams as we go forward. And so I'll invite you to practice this week, seeing what it's like to be totally creative and to dream dreams you haven't thought of before, to notice when all of a sudden you say, "Oh, well, I better not write that down," or "I better not even think about that." Let yourself dream it anyway. And you might write some things down because it helps to sort of concretize it for you, give you a rock upon which to stand. And then we will begin our journey forward in actually manifesting these dreams forth into creation through the power of the law of attraction. So I will close with a cute little quote. I love Dr. Seuss. How many of you love to read Dr. Seuss? Yeah. And he says, "You're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way, friends." Get on your way. Dream impossible, delightful, expansive dreams, and let yourself just be in the moment of every possibility out there. Thank you so much.